Guys, today, welcome to our world-famous Phil Henry Show, Netcast, reworking our encore show for today. And this is kind of a beautiful thing. This is from January 6, 2020. So we go back sort of a year and a day. Is that right? Or a year or less a day? So anyway,
well, your math was holding.
Yeah. But this one is one that I thought I'd play for you because this is kind of cool. This is, I mean, we just hit on this idea within just that's the moment I had the idea, I started the show, I think. If you're watching the netcast, it might be a little choppy. But this is the Ted Bell Show with Ted and Chef Carl Cedilia discussing Ted's friendship with President Trump and why Ted doesn't want Trump anywhere near him. I mean, I'm not laughing at that part.
Yeah, watch it.
I know, but I just think the idea of Ted and Chef Cedilia. I heard Chef Cedilia as the co-host. And him saying thank you very much is worth the price of admission. So let's check it out, shall we? Or let's not and say we did. Anyway, here it is from last year or close to it, January 6, 2020 on today, January 5th. So it's like...
It's a day less than 1 year, yes.
Great.
God, it's great. You go, it's a day less.
I'm getting a little...
Sorry. All right, here it is. No fun to be had here. Here it is. World Famous Phil Henry Show. It is me and the panel 1 year ago talking... Well, no, it isn't. It's Ted Bell.
All right, yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted Bell, and welcome to the Ted Bell View here on the Phil Henry Show website. This is Ted Bell's unique view into the present situation here in America. And I want to just bring on Chef Carl Cedilia has agreed to join me. I was going to say has enjoyed. I hope you have, Chef.
Yes, I've enjoyed very much being in the kitchen there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I've never done any kind of podcast or anything like that.
Well, I thought it was necessary for me to come on and do a little bit of this because, you know, we've got a lot going on in this world, and a lot of it has to do with President Trump. And I think a lot of you, if you've joined me over on the Twitter or if you've heard me on the Phil Henry Show in the past, I know Donald Trump. He is a very dear friend. He and his family would eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills before he became president. Since that time, Chef...
Since that time, he's been very busy and hasn't really been able to get into the restaurant.
But I think we need to be a little bit more forthcoming than that.
Well, to be honest, you want to say it?
No, you go ahead, and then I'll fill in the blanks.
Well, Ted has not really wanted President Trump to be...
That's good enough. Yeah, it's true. And why? Okay. It's not because we don't value our friendship with the president. It's not because I don't value his input and his advice. It's that he is a little on the controversial side, okay?
A little?
Well, you know, okay, so let's be kind.
Well, but I mean just a little.
He's controversial. And I can't, at this point in the recovery of Ted's... See, Ted's of Beverly Hills has gone through a couple of very significant... very traumatic events. One was the death of my own father, who was the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. That was in 1992, and I had to take over, barely out of high school, and take over the workings of this restaurant. We were able to bring it back. And then the other, of course, was the fire. We had a very, very bad fire in the 90s, which gutted our kitchen area. And this is before we had Chef Cedilia. That's when we had... Aldridge.
Aldridge Sheen.
Yeah, Aldridge Sheen was our chef, and unfortunately he wound up going to prison, and that was for reasons directly related to the fire. He was angry, and I've had people get angry with me before, but I never... He got angry. I never had anybody try to set fire to my restaurant, but it's...
Well, he got angry, and he set fire to the kitchen and walked off.
Yes, and so I was, you know, mortified by that, not to mention the fact that we were closed for a couple of months while the damage was repaired. Now, we've gone through an awful lot. And what we try to do is we try to keep ourselves above the fray as much as we can. And we want to make sure that we don't do anything that's going to impact the business. Now, the president, who I got to know when he would travel to Southern California doing the Apprentice.
He did a lot of TV and he was at a... Yeah, production company, too.
He did. He had a production company out in Hollywood, and someone said to him, I don't know who, we're very fortunate, but they said, you want a steak? Here's the place. And, Donald Trump, the private citizen, came to our restaurant at Ted's of Beverly Hills and had the steak, slipped it in, as I say, the meat. And let me just, again, when we say we want to put our meat in your mouth, this is meant legitimately as strictly about steak, eating steak. A lot of people want to turn that into filth. They want to make it salacious. They want to make it scandalous. We're not going to let them do that. And we're certainly not going to back off of a slogan that has seen it through some tough times just because some little people out there have filthy minds. No, I want to make that point. Just because you have a dirty, filthy, dirty, stinking little mind
doesn't mean that we have to bend over for it.
Doesn't mean we bend over for it. That's a great way of putting it. When we say, I want to put my meat right into your mouth, I'm talking about steak.
Now, a lot of people would be insulted, though, thinking that you mean.
Well, I don't mean that. And that I should only have to say that once.
I understand.
I should only have to say it once to say, I don't mean that. I mean our steak. We're a steakhouse.
Well, that goes without saying, but, you know, some people.
I know. Well, that's the whole thing. Some people have, they don't have minds, they have toilets. What's on your mind? Oh, there's nothing on my... You mean my toilet? Yes, okay. Something on my toilet? Oh, what's on your toilet? Well...
Someone's ass. Well, generally.
Well, it's true. That's a good one. That's true. Generally, what's on your mind is... Well,
some girls.
Well, let's not go there, but... But that's... Some people don't have minds. They have these toilets about the size of your head, I guess... I don't know. I'm going down some weird avenues. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally do. Now, when it comes to Private Citizen Trump.
When it came to Private Citizen Trump, he came in here, I'd say, probably once a month when he was in Los Angeles. He was in L.A. a lot because of the TV shows. And I'd say, I'm Ted. I introduced myself. He introduced himself. And we had a very good relationship. Dare I say it was convivial? Dare I say it was friendly? And to the point where the now president would invite us, well, why don't you come back to New York? You got to eat a Trump grill. And, you know, and I said, Mr. President, I'd be thrilled to do it. I haven't got a minute to spare. I told him about how busy we were. He said, well,
and do you think he took that, but you turned him down? You never,
I never turned him down. I just.
Well, you kept saying, oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
What do you mean I kept saying, yeah, sure?
Well, you made it sound like you were going to be. Hold on a minute. Yeah. I've had some cream cheese. I'm trying out the cream cheese.
This is the cream cheese. This is the chives and cream cheese. We've done this before.
We have done it before, but we haven't worked it into a dip. That's the thing I'll try to do.
Okay. Chef Carl Cedilia, he sounds as if he's always got something in his mouth. Yes, he does. And again, that when we first said that originated a lot of mail that I found insulting. The chef wasn't so insulted.
Well, I mean, people are going to be, they're going to be a-holes, I think, just to play the clean way.
Is the what?
It's the clean way of saying that.
Yeah, well, the chef is always trying out food, and right now he's got the cream cheese and chives, which we're going to turn into some kind of a dip, I think, in time for the Super Bowl party, right?
Yes, there's no better place than America to watch the Super Bowl. It's out of Beverly Hills.
It's Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I know, but I'm eating.
Yes, I understand that, Chef, but when you... I understand that, and I sign off on that. Not that I have to... You've got to get my permission, but I understand you're always eating, but when you say the name of the restaurant, please.
That's the trade-off, Ted. I make great food for you. I'm testing food all the time, but I can't get the name. If I've got a mouth... Right now, my mouth, I've got some of the Kansas City bonehead. Okay?
You have some of the Kansas City bone-in, yeah.
Right. SRPG.
So what are you going to tell me? You can't say the name of the restaurant?
All right, here we go. Tadabelle Hill.
That's not going to happen. Can't you stop just... Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, let's talk about it after the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Talk about it in my office.
No, we'll talk about it in my office.
All right, what?
All right, it's your foot.
What did you say?
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like you said, all right, my foot.
No, I said, all right, it's your... I was just saying, all right, it's your office. And I said, all right, it's your show.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. But let's get back to the whole...
Donald Trump. So Donald Trump was a good friend of yours, and then he got elected president.
Then he got elected president. Now, the days and the weeks leading up to Donald Trump being elected president were fraught with the competitiveness and the back and the forth, and of course there was the Hillary Clinton... FBI report. Now, the Clintons have been dear friends since the President Clinton was elected. So that's what happens when you've got a great restaurant. You attract these people. Now, the Clintons have been good friends. And
instead of Clits.
The Clintons is what I said.
It sounded like Clit.
Jesus.
Well, Ted, you've got to give Bill.
All right, okay. So the Clintons became, and they attracted a lot of bad press. Now, when Donald Trump started eating here at Ted's in Beverly Hills just before he was elected, he would say to me, are you friends with the Clintons? I said, yeah. I said, are you? He said, yes, I am. So there was never any problem there. But I think that that has changed, obviously. Now, let's take it up to the point, and the reason why I bring that up is because during the election...
Yeah, well, in the days leading up to the election, the Clinton thing was happening, and a lot of people wondered, you know, what side were you on, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say a lot of people were. What I think that probably you and I were probably thinking, what side should I be on?
Do you want to come clean with that now?
Or? Well, I don't know. It's a matter of coming clean. I voted.
Well, I mean, you also...
Let me, I'll say it. I voted for Hillary Clinton.
All right, now that makes sense, given that people didn't know.
In my wildest dreams did I ever think that Donald Trump would be elected, and he did. He got elected president. So I had a choice to make. Do I do what you do, which is start the kiss-up, and there are different steps to the kiss-up, what we call the kiss-up. If a guy's elected president, and you didn't think he'd be president, and now there he is, you got to start to do a little bit of the kiss up, a little bit of the suck up. You got to do the lip lock. You got to go, you know.
All right, you don't have to be that graphic.
Well, it irritates me a little bit. So I started in with that with the president and President Trump. And sure enough, he starts calling me and saying, we need a table, we need a table. Now, we had him for the first couple of months when he was president. Then the tide of public opinion started to turn.
Now, this is very important for people to understand. Donald Trump, this was not out of the gate. Ted allowed Donald Trump in the restaurant. But when the tide of public opinion started turning. What?
What did you just say?
When the tide of public...
When the tide of public opinion turned, then I had to make a judgment call. And as public opinion kept turning and getting worse, for President Trump... I decided at that point I would get the call from that giggly kid. What's the kid's name?
Hogan Hogan Ridley or Hogan Giggly or something.
I don't know. The first name's Hogan, and he's on the phone. He's a nice guy, okay? I don't want to say, but he's on the phone like every other day, it seemed like, and I've got Marjorie in the red. You know, even Marcy called me for the house. She said, he's got this Hogan kid. I said, who? And
well, he was calling while I make a reservation.
Yes. And I said, look, Hogan, I got to tell you, please tell, extend my my greatest wishes to the president. Please tell him that I'm wishing him the very best. I can't have him at the restaurant. And he said, why? I said, I can't do it. I'm sure you understand. And he's, no, I don't. I said, the president's not his popularity. I get a lot of people looking at me funny.
Now, you were not getting any threats or anything like that, were you?
No, I was not. No, not at all. No, but we don't have that kind of clientele. We have business people. We have connected people. We have people in the film business and so on. But we don't have people going to, you know, threaten us. But we do have, you know, even the Dunphys, the very famous Dunphys, who know it's not a secret, make a little bit of book. I won't say where, but,
well.
What do you mean, well?
Few guesses, the first two don't count, you know.
What did you, you said?
Three guesses.
Oh, three guesses, the first two don't count. The Dunphys and I have been known to do business. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. But here's the thing. They don't cause a problem. I can't have it. People causing a problem. And the president, when he came here, he'd wander through with a celery stick in one hand and a free milkshake or something. We were always giving him something free. That's okay. I understand. He's a president. But he's got something free, and he's eating and drinking and pointing out things that he doesn't like. And it started to irritate me. And I just said to him, you know, Mr. President, I think it'd be better if, I can't do it, you know. He didn't understand.
No, he didn't understand because the next week, that Hogan Giggly kid calls up.
Yeah, this Hogan kid calls. He says, hey, Ted, it's Hogan here for the White House. Listen, three for lunch. One of them is going to be, you know, it'd be a third wheel, like, you know, the mayor of some town or the governor of some state. And I said, can't, you know, we're full up. And
you kept using that excuse.
I did. And he said, well, it's the president of the United States. That's not a good excuse, by the way. If the president asks for a reservation at a restaurant and you're saying, hey, you know, I'm full up, that it does not work. And I should have known. And he says, what do you mean you're full up? It's the president. He said, you can clear out a table. I said, I could, but I, you know, and then I'd make up some, I've got crippled kids are coming in, these are old ladies, something. Until finally, you know, it was about a year ago, the president got on the phone himself. He said, look, at Ted, we want to have lunch at your restaurant, and so I want you to open up a table, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. And I said, well, mister, and click, you know.
So he was insisting.
Yes, he was insisting. So I called the White House back. I said, hey, Mr. President, it's Ted Bell. Click.
What do you mean, click?
I mean, he hung up on me. Okay. So when he got to town, I called the White House. I said we'd had a fire.
And so you lied to him.
I did. I did. I said we'd had a fire. The restaurant was gutted. And it kept them from showing. And I said, oh, geez, we're really sorry to hear about that. Hogan calls me. I'm really sorry, Ted. Can we make another? I said, I don't know when we'll have it up and running again. There's no question in my mind, though, that the president that night probably sent Secret Service or somebody around to take a look at the restaurant, and they saw that we were open for business.
Now, why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
Why would you open it? You told the president of the United States the place is closed.
Well,
you told him it was closed, and you keep it open?
I'm not. What do you want me to do? You want me to throw away all that business?
Well, you told the president it was closed.
All right, I told the president it was closed.
And you knew, did you know he was going to send people around?
I figured it was a good bet, yeah.
And you didn't care?
At that point, no. At that point, how could I care? I got to stay open. I got to have the business. And I can't have him coming in and, you know,
well, he's going to,
I can't have President Trump hanging around here as long as he's got the favorability of a billy goat that just took a bath in a toilet. Okay, now you see what I'm saying, right?
Oh, fuck God.
No, I'm telling you. The president, if he's got the popularity of a goat that just took a nice, relaxing bath in a warm tub of human urine.
Oh, shit. Well, you really think that's how unpopular it is?
Yes, that's exactly what I think. Now I got something that I saw on the news today where he says he's going to attack these Iran heritage sites. Now, I don't want to talk politics, folks. You know, as I said, the president's a dear friend.
Well, how dear of a friend do you think he is now when you say he stinks like a billy goat?
Is he what?
You said he stinks like a billy goat.
I said he smells like a goat bathing in warm human piss.
What kind of a guy? You think they're not going to come back and eat your restaurant?
You know, chef, you gotta swallow some of that food.
I'm testing it out.
I know you're testing it. I don't understand. Do I think he's going to come back and what?
Eat the restaurant.
Well, yes, I think he's going to come back and eat the restaurant. He understands that what I'm saying has to be said. He understands this is the world we live in. This is the game we play. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's very difficult for me to imagine that the president of the United States is going to start getting all pissy and upset because I told him to stay away from me, because he understands it's politics.
Well,
I tell you what, if you agree with Chef Chedilia, give us a call right now here, Ted Bell, here on the Ted Bell Show, filling in on the Phil Hendry. This is the last of the freestanding shows that Phil is going to allow. I asked him, could I please have this time? But you can call us and tell us what you think about that, because I think that, you know, once he's out of office, we're back to normal.
No, because, you know, look, you were friends before that. I mean, come to eat here, right?
Yes. In fact, he was eating some of your cooking.
All right. I hope he liked it.
He loved it.
Okay. So then you tell him I can't, I'm full up. And you know, do you think he knows that you're lying?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I know he knows I'm lying. And he says to me, you know, I don't know what I want to eat at your restaurant. I said, I can't do it. I finally had to be honest with him. I said, I can't do it. I can't have you anywhere near me as long as you're president. I said, once you're not president, then we can, you know.
Then you're going to what? Then people are going to forget if they have a prejudice against him?
If they have a what?
If they have a prejudice against him.
I think people will forgive him that he's no longer president. It'll just be another guy with an opinion. That's what I think. And I'll be able to say to him, okay, Donald, let's bygones be bygones. What can I get you for dinner? You know, and we're back to square one. We'll be right back with more on the Ted Bell Show right after this.
Rincon Motors. Rincon Motors with the fastest cars around. You want to go from 0 to 60 in less than a second? Rincon Motors has got it. All rocket sleds, all rocket powered. Rincon Motors. We're in business to get you in business and get you out there fast and quick. Rocket sleds, we've got them. Rocket jets, we've got them. Land speed vehicles, we've got them. Go fast. Faster than you've ever dreamed in your life. Go faster than anything has ever gone in its life. Go fast. Go so fast, you change shape. Rincon Motors at the corner of 4 and 5, maybe 6. Rincon. We're in the Rincon Shopping Center, not...
Let's go over to some phone calls here, because we do have some people hanging on here. I got Sally calling from Hermosa Beach tonight. And Sally, tell me what you think about this. Is it Chef Chedilia? Is Chef Chedilia right that the president's going to be bearing a grudge, or is it me that the president, once he's out of office, is going to be fine?
Well, you know, it's a really good question, Ted. I think that with a guy like Trump... he's going to carry a grudge. I don't think there's any question in my mind about that.
You really think so?
Yes, I do, because he is, he's got...
he's got a ton to last.
What did he say?
He says he's got... That was Chef Chedilia.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm listening to... Is that you, Ted?
No, this is Ted. That's Chef Chedilia.
Oh, Chef Chedilia. I don't understand anything you're saying, Chef Chedilia. This is what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Well, can you understand me right now?
I understood that, yes.
All right. Do you think the president is the kind of guy that will hold the grudge?
That'll hold your what?
Okay, look, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It sounded like he was talking about...
Okay, do you want to...
Do I want to what? I'm trying to talk to you about me, okay, and my opinions, and you have this woman on.
The question is this, folks. Do you agree with Chef Chedilia that the president will hold a grudge long after he's out of office and will think that I'm just a real jackball and won't have anything to do with me, or more likely will try to undermine my business by talking garbage about... Do you think he's doing it now?
Without question, yes.
I don't. I do not believe that's the kind of guy Donald Trump is. I think once he's out of office, it's let bygones be bygones. Sam, hey, how you doing, Sam? This is Ted Bell. You're on with Chef Carl Chedilia. What kind of a guy do you think President Trump is?
Well, look, Ted, I don't think there's any question that the President of the United States is is a guy that takes things seriously. I think he understands loyalty. He understands loyalty, and I think that he's going to be... I don't agree with Chef Chedilia that if you embarrass him in public the way it seems like you have...
What do you mean? How have I embarrassed him in public?
Oh, give me a blank, will you? Give me a blank.
Yeah, when you come out there and you say, I can't have him around I can't have him around it, and...
What do you mean by it?
I'm talking about a restaurant, right?
Who's that?
It's Chef Chedilia.
I'm testing out food. Is my mouth a fool?
Your mouth a fool? I want to say this. I want to say that...
This is Chef Chedilia.
Right. No, I heard you. But I want to say this. I agree with you, Chef. I think that Trump is the guy that's going to punish you, and he'll keep punishing you, and he'll keep it up until he's sure that he's been able to embarrass you in front of, the entire restaurant community. That's my feeling.
So Ted Bell's honest efforts at being a good friend... Never mind.
I'd like to hear what you...
No, fuck this.
See, people agree with me. They agree with me.
Chef Chedilia.
They agree. Ted, you gotta understand. You and I have had our run-ins before. And we've had some serious run-ins. There's no doubt about it. But I have a far better view and a far better connection, I think, to the real people. And that is, I think, why you have me as your chef. I'm always eating. My mouth is always full of food. But when it comes to sizing people up...
All right, I give you that. You're good at it.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
All right. I don't want to take any more phone calls.
Why not?
Because I don't... everybody's agreeing with you and they don't agree with me.
Oh, poor baby. That's the problem right there.
No. You know, one thing. I can carry a segment of talk radio. You can't.
Why do you say that?
Because you sound the way you sound. You won't stop eating for 5 seconds.
I could say, bullshit.
Watch the language.
I could carry... So watch me. Let me have this segment, okay?
Do what?
Let me have this segment of the Ted Bell Show, and I'll show you that I can carry talk radio. Already people agree with me.
Well, people agree with you because that's a popular point of view to take that, no, of course Trump isn't going to forgive you because he's a guy that holds grudges. I think I know the president better than you when I say he's a guy that will forgive. I don't think people want to know that Donald Trump forgives. I think they want to think that he's a man who bears grudges, you know, holds grudges. I am telling you right now, he forgives.
All right, well, let me do this segment of talk radio. And just be on 5 minutes, and I'll show you what I mean about communication and everything.
I just had people on the phone here couldn't understand a word you were saying.
Let me just do it, okay?
All right, take it away.
All right, Ted, thanks very much. This is Chef Tom Zadillo, and welcome here. Now, you two heard what Ted would talk about, and you talk about...
Wait a minute, you...
Don't interrupt me, man. You did your thing, I'll do mine.
Say it again?
You did your thing.
All right. You do yours.
Right. Hey everyone, this is Chef Carl Cedillo, and welcome to the Chef Carl Cedillo Show. Well, we're talking about Ted Bell and his relationship with Donald Trump. And, you know, Ted thinks to think that he can just, you know, can I be very glad and laughing as I can? Ted thinks he can squeeze one out on the top of the president. And if you squeeze it out on the top of the president, you take a big giant dump on the president, he's going to be angry. Ted thinks the president is not going to. He's not going to bear the ledge. I'll tell you what that he's going to. You take a big giant bum of him? Yes, he will. Let's go to the phones and see what the folks are thinking out there here on the Ted Bell Show. Find out, do you agree with me or do you agree with Ted Bell? What do you agree with? Me or do you agree with Ted Bell? What do you agree with? Let's go to Tony. Hello, Tony. You're on the you're with Chuck Talk.
Hey, Jeff Ganilli. It's great talking to you. I didn't think I'd get a chance. How you doing?
Very, very good.
How can you not agree with you? You're right. Trump has proven himself to be a petty little man. He gets his feelings hurt. He gets his undies in a wad, and they get all wadded up, you know.
That's exactly what. And also, they get wadded up. They entertain.
Yeah, that too. But remember that when he needs to, he can be a real sweet guy. And I think that's the thing that seduces Ted. And
am I allowed to
wait a minute, man?
No, I didn't call up to talk to you, Ted. I thought this was the Chef Carl Cedillo thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so you think Ted's a little naive?
Yeah, Ted's naive, and you got your act together.
All right, thanks so much. Go to another phone call. So see what I'm saying? This is it's a delicate thing. You know, you have to understand that there's a very delicate situation, and people are going to believe what people are going to believe. But you gotta be able to look up people that don't look up at people, you know?
What are the fuck?
Hey.
I don't understand what you're saying, man.
You don't have to understand. I'm doing this little. All right, that's a good phone call. Let's go over here to Cliff. Hey, Cliff, how you doing? You're on with Ted Bell here, Ted's in Beverly Hills. We're talking to our good friend here, Ted Bell, about da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, is this Chef Cedillo?
Yes, it is, my friend. How you doing?
Oh, great. I had dinner at Ted's at Beverly Hills about 3 weeks ago, and we had the Parmesan chicken. Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Outstanding. And my wife had the New York strip. I had a cutlet, and then I segued over to the chicken parmesan. Outstanding.
Now, the cutlet, you know about the cutlet?
Yes, we did enjoy the cutlets very, very much.
You know, I want to do something, Ted. Let's have you talk to the folks, too.
Well, I'd love to.
I'm going to let you talk to Ted, okay, because he's the only restaurant, and he should really take some of these compliments.
I'd be happy if I did. If I did, am I going to?
Yeah, right now.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
What's that?
How are you? It's Ted Bell.
What is it?
He said, how are you? It's Ted Bell.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, can you hear me?
Say that again?
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Does he have a speech impediment or something?
What is going on around here?
Oh, hold on. I'll let you go, sir. Thanks.
What'd you hang up with?
He doesn't understand a word you're saying.
Let me get this straight. You're talking to these guys. You got a mouthful of bologna. What are you eating now?
Salami, salami bologna dip.
A salami bologna? No, salama bologna. Salama bologna?
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Well, what is that?
It's a dip. A dip.
Don't spit it back. All right. Why can't people understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. Not me. All right, one more phone call here, then we got to take it, then we got to call it a day here on the Ted Bell Show, but it's very interesting to try and get people to, you know, be understood. It's very interesting. Just to get something understood here. There's a phone call from Jay. Hi, Jay. You're on with, this is Chef Carl Cedillo on the Ted Bell Show. How you doing?
Yes, hello, Chef Chedilia. I'm glad. I hope someday I will make it to California and have your food.
I hope so too, sir.
I agree with you. I think Ted is getting it all wrong. The president does bear grudges, and he's going to punish you for not being loyal to him. And I don't know what Ted thinks he's playing at, but there's no question Trump will chew him up and spit him out. No question at all.
You're telling me...
Wait a goddamn minute, okay?
Hey, Ted, I called in specifically knowing that I wouldn't have to listen to you, okay?
So you agree with me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you. Thanks a lot. Great show, as always, you know?
And it was happening, okay? So...
Okay, thanks very much, Chef Chidale.
I'm going to go with the... I know you want to be alone. I'm going to the kitchen.
No, it's all right. I don't want to be alone.
Well, I got to go in the kitchen. I got to finish up.
Yeah, you got to finish up eating is what you got to do, right?
No, I got a chocolate cake. You can say whatever you want to say about it. I got chocolate cake.
You the what?
I got a chocolate cake.
A chocolate cake. All right. Thank you very much, Chef Carl Chedilia. And thank all of you. I was going to say thank all of you, but I thank you. Not really. I don't really thank you because I think what you've done here is you humiliated me and my family.
This has been executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampler Incorporated. All rights reserved. Park House One.
Nobody understands a thing you're saying, man. Okay?
No one understands a thing you say either.